Hello, cuties, and welcome to the Royal Diaries podcast. This is Ginger, your fashionista, here to talk everything fashion, glam life of fashion, and just have some candid talk about what it's like being a fashion designer living in LA. So today's topic, we're going to actually talk about what it takes to create your own collection. I feel like I get this question a lot. Based on how many fashion shows I do, photo shoots, and things like that. This was also pre-COVID, so back when we were allowed to go outdoors and be around people. So let's jump in and talk about the 7 steps needed to start your collection. Now, this is just 7 kind of basic steps to go over. It's going to be similar if you are on my YouTube channel and you check out my YouTube. It's going to be pretty much the similar steps, but I'm probably going to give you different examples or say things slightly different only because I am recording these separately. However, both my podcast and my YouTube will have great information for you. This one, like I said, it's a condensed version. There's pretty much more steps to go into everything that you do. But for me, I just wanted to make it easy in less than 10. So to basically tell you the basics that you need for this. So let's jump into step one. Step one is going to really just be figuring out what your inspiration is or what your theme is for the collection that you want to do. So you do want to come up with a mood board, a swatch board, colors, silhouettes, everything to really kind of get your ideas abstract and in front of you. So then you can start designing and things like that. So a good way to do this is to, you know, make a Pinterest account and start pinning inspiration to your board that you really want to use for this first collection. Think about things that inspire you. Think about things that you would like to see with this collection. You want to think about the mood if you're going for a futuristic, you know, if you're going for a futuristic look, are you going for a vintage look? Are you going for some kind of, you know, maybe cute and Barbie look like I do? You know, you really got to think of the mood, think of what you're trying to convey and create for your audience, because you want to have that type of mood. You even want to maybe even want to think about, you know, music that, you know, kind of brings in the mood that you have with this collection. So you definitely want to consider those things. And when you consider the mood, consider the colors. Like, what are you seeing? What colors do you want to use? Do you want to use, you know, soft pastels? Do you want things to just be 2 colors? You want to keep it really, you know, modern and clean and only having a few colors, no prints, or maybe 1 print and everything else solid and having the print be the main thing. You know, just think about those things. For your next step, for step 2, you're going to start sketching your silhouettes that you pulled from, you know, inspiration, Pinterest board, magazines, things of that nature, and start figuring out your silhouettes. If you don't know how to draw, you can, you know, pull from your Pinterest board, pull from your magazine subscriptions, things like that, pictures off the internet that you happen to see maybe in an advertisement or something of that nature. You know, you can pull that apart and kind and put this to a visual to yourself, whether it's digital or physical. That would be the next step. You want to start thinking of all the pieces that are going to go together. You don't want to have bottoms collection, let's just say bottoms and outerwear, but you didn't think to do any tops. You want to create a collection that's cohesive, that has elements from all the separates. Now, that's if you're doing separates. If you're just doing jackets and that's it, then you don't really have to worry about what's underneath. If you're just doing dresses, then you don't have to worry about outerwear, tops, and bottoms. But if you do really want a cohesive collection, you have to think about how this will be merchandised in a store or online or in a photo shoot, you start putting these little pieces together while you're designing. I know it's a lot to think about, but it's usually the best case scenario when you are designing, because you can start having a vision of everything that you actually want to happen. These don't have to be solid. None of these pieces have to be solid. None of them have to be 100% for real. Like, you don't have to start thinking, okay, I need this top to go with this bottom. Not at this step. This is really just sketching, pulling, getting all your ideas out that you need to get out. So just draw as much as you can or pull inspiration from as much as you can. Don't really think about 100% of it going together right at this step. This is just literally getting all your ideas out on the paper. So step three, this is where you're going to start picking out your favorite sketches. You're going to be picking the colors to go on the silhouettes and potentially the patterns as well, the fabric and patterns that you're going to put on each fabric. This is a step where you start thinking about how you're going to put each silhouette together. How would this be merchandise? How would you put this, you know, long sleeve top with this pant bottom? Would you put this bodysuit with the skirt? Would you put the bodysuit with the jacket? Would you put the jacket with the denim? Whatever you're doing, this is the part that you start merchandising your line. You start really putting it together, honing in, deciding which silhouettes, which styles that you're going to take. And you just want to make sure there's a good balance of everything. You don't want to, like I said, pick all bottoms and you have no tops to go with your bottoms. I mean, if you're doing that deliberately, you know, obviously fine. But typically, you're going to want different types of pieces, especially just starting out and making a collection. You definitely want to have different types of pieces. I think the only other type that really works is if you were doing all outerwear or all dresses. Because you can be a dress designer, an outerwear designer, and it's not a big deal. But if you're going to actually do separates, then you're going to need the top with the bottom and things of that nature. Step four, this is where you're going to confirm everything. So when you had back at step two and you were sketching all the silhouettes and everything you like, let's say you sketched 50 things. You know, step three, maybe you narrow that down to about 25. Okay, well, here is where you narrow it down to your top. Let's just say you want to have 15 looks. So you narrow it down so that you can have 15 looks for this collection. So a look will be a top, a bottom, and potentially an outerwear or a jacket piece, or it can be a dress with a jacket, or you can layer things where you wanted it, where it looks like a dress, but it's not really a dress. It's really like a tunic top. So you layer it with a bottom, things like that. So this is where you really confirm, make all your choices, make sure that you have a good mix of everything. You have a good mix of colors, patterns, and prints that you're going to use. You don't want to do this and come up with maybe a swimwear look, an athleisure look, a workout look, a after five look. You don't want to have just one of each one of those categories. You definitely want to stick to one category and just outline it that way. There aren't rules to this in a sense of like, you can do whatever you want, but for it to look cohesive and to look nice and people can look at it and they can have more options, you definitely want to do a cohesive separates collection. I would definitely say if you want to start a little easier, I would say start with dresses and maybe some jackets, but separates is usually the best because then people can choose. Maybe they like the top, maybe they like a bottom, maybe they like a dress, maybe they like a jacket. So it gives them options. You definitely want to make sure that there's a good mix of the colors you pick versus the print. If you're going to do colors and a print, or if you're going to just do prints only, you just want to make sure that it's a really good mix. You can do, you know, a layout if you do this same top in, let's say, three different solids and two different prints. You can do that. That's works as well, but you just want to make sure there's something to match it, something to bring it back. You want to make sure it's cohesive. You may like a style or a silhouette, but maybe it doesn't work with this collection that you're currently doing. So you're going to definitely have those moments. And the best thing to do is really hold on to that idea, and you can use it for another collection. You don't really have to shove all your best ideas into one collection. You can break it up and have some good ideas for it later. You want to think of, you don't want to have a strong piece, you know, in your collection and have, you know, 10 strong pieces in your collection. You want to have a really good, you know, maybe one or two really strong pieces, one or two pieces that are a little bit maybe more affordable. I'll say you'll have one or two pieces that are more affordable for your price point, whatever that price point is. And then, you know, you want to also think about, you know, your target customer who you're selling to, but also, you know, you want to think about their friend who maybe isn't your target customer, but they could still order things off of your website, or they would go into a store and see your items on a rack and they would pick something from that. So you definitely want to think about all of those things while you are designing and honing in on your confirmed pieces. So step five is really just creating your collection. So for most people, this is the fun part because this is when you turn your sketches into real life clothing that people can wear. So this is a real fun, exciting part. You definitely want to consider different elements of this. If you're going to sew it yourself, if you're going to have someone sew it for you and you guide them, if you're going to get it fully just manufactured and maybe getting, you know, a couple sizes, a couple different sizes and a size run, or if you are going to just be buying wholesale, and maybe you're working with a vendor and a wholesaler where they have options of clothing that you can buy, but maybe you can customize it a bit and put your label in it. You can change the colors. You can, you know, maybe make it short sleeve, long sleeve, paint the zipper color, things like that. Typically with vendors and wholesalers, there is a minimum price, a minimum order quantity. I mean, yeah, it's cheaper, but it's cheaper in the sense of, you know, you're buying it wholesale so you can mark up the price, but you will have to buy in bulk if that's the case. Same with a small manufacturer. Most small manufacturers, their minimum order quantity is about 50 units total. Some can do mixed sizes, some don't. It really depends on the manufacturer you find. And or if you are going to just go to someone maybe that you know, or maybe you put an ad out in your local paper, newspaper, whatever, just to find someone that sews and could sew for you and you pay them, you know, that's also possible too. So it really depends on what your budget is and how you want to get this collection out. If you know how to sew and you know how to pattern make or understand patterns and understand how to put clothing together, then you can probably do this yourself. Just make sure it's as clean and professionally sewn as much as possible. Try not to, you know, rush yourself, rush finishing techniques, rush, you know, not ironing, things like that, because this is what you're going to be presenting to people, to potential buyers, individual clients, things like that. And if you show them something that isn't quite up to par, it might be a problem. They might not buy from you just because the quality isn't there. So if you're going to sell, you know, a $200 dress, it should look like a $200 dress. It shouldn't look like a $40 dress. So you really definitely want to think about the finishing techniques, you know, while you're doing this. And even if you are getting someone else to make it, you also definitely want to think about finishing technique. Go into stores that have your price point, look at the clothing and see how things are finished, because that's really the best way to know how you're doing and to really mark your price point accordingly. Now we're on to step six. We're almost finished. This one is probably one of my favorite steps because it's when you get all your clothing professionally photographed. You get to see it on a model. You get to see them walk in it, spin in it. You get to see it in a camera. Like, this is probably the most exciting part personally for me, because now I can see it on a real body. I can see how the clothing really moves on a person. If it's really came out to exactly how I envisioned it, or did I have to make some tweaks just so that it could work out? So you definitely want to get your clothing professionally photographed. Now, you might be able to get to a professional photographer. You might have it in your budget to spend, you know, thousands of dollars of getting things, product, you know, the product shot, hiring models, photographers, renting out a place, things like that. Now, if you're balling on a budget, like most of the time I am, you know, if you can take the photos yourself, you can do that by just getting a good digital camera and making sure there's good lighting. There's really, lighting setups are actually pretty cheap nowadays because a lot of people are taking photos indoors or inside or doing their own product shots for Amazon and things like that. You know, getting a good lighting setup or just really kind of being outside and knowing a little bit about editing helps a lot. If photography isn't your thing, which it's not necessarily my thing either, but a lot of the photos that are on my website, I have taken those photos just because I didn't have the time or the resources to find a photographer, because it might be, hey, I'm making something, I'm making a collection, oh, I got to get this shot. So this is, I only have like a week to find somebody. And sometimes I don't have the time. So I do that. But if you don't have a photographer, if you don't know a photographer, you can look for one. There are photographers that do work for trade where they are just building up their portfolio and they're just looking to shoot, you know, anything to kind of have in their portfolio. You definitely want to, you know, check their portfolio, see if it's your vibe. Definitely make sure, check their, you know, lighting, check how they edit, see if you even like it. Because I have plenty of photographer friends that, you know, I love to shoot with, you know, personally through my, you know, lovely cosplay and things like that. But I wouldn't shoot fashion with them because I don't really like how they edit. I wouldn't like how they edited fashion, you know, cosplay to make it, you know, a little bit cartoony in a sense. Totally fine. Or things of that nature. Or they live really far or something where we can only gather at conventions because that's a central place where we're going, you know, but maybe they live out of state. You know, you don't need to find a top of the line photographer. You can definitely do this on a budget. Same with models as well. You can find models that will work for trade or will work within your budget, you know, makeup artists, hairstylists, things like that. You definitely want to think about where you can cut corners. Typically, models do know how to do their own makeup. Sometimes you don't have to worry about having a model do her own makeup. So with the model situation, you may be able to find models that can do their own makeup. Models typically have heels in different colors and things like that. But, you know, you just want to make sure that the shoot looks as professional as possible. You'll definitely sell more things that are on a model than selling things that are on a hanger or laid flat out or even on a dress form. You'll actually sell more when it's on a person. At this step two, you can check and see how things look, see how things fit, you know, check the armhole, check the rise, the crotch area to see like, oh, when she sits down, is she getting a wedgie? Just kind of ask basic kind of fitting questions. You can kind of fit this in and have it be a fitting as well. Well, I mean, that's what I like to do because like I said, balling on a budget. So when you're balling on a budget, you got to kind of shove a few things around and make it so that it works best in your favor. So at the photo shoot, definitely take several photos, lifestyle shoot, things of that nature. You want to definitely do a front view, back view, side, or three quarter view, and close-ups of anything that you see, you know, anything that's cool about the look. If the look has pockets, make sure the person puts their hands in their pockets so people know that there's pockets, you know. Make sure they know that they're functional pockets, not just, you know, decorative if you did like a welt pocket or something. You know, any kind of cool selling feature, pockets are a big thing for as a selling feature. So, I mean, definitely always keep that in mind while you are creating these looks and creating this photo shoot. You do want to make sure you merchandise it correctly. If you can have help there, it's the best to have help. So you can have someone to help you style, merchandise, catch things that, you know, maybe their hair is doing something weird because the wind blew and now it looks weird in the photo. You definitely want to make sure you have a good team of people there, even if it's a small team. You definitely want to make sure you have people to help you out. And the last step, which is step 7, is to launch officially. Whether you are launching a website, if you're launching this as a fashion show, if you're launching this as a lookbook or a line sheet, you just want to launch the final collection. You want to tell people about it. You can name it if you want. You know, my first collection was called the Pastel Princess Collection. I had a Rose Garden collection. I had Goth Barbie collection. But you can name it if you'd like to. If not, then, you know, you just have your collection, your name, your contact information, website. It is good to have a website, even if that's not how you want people to buy from you. You want to use other outlets of Etsy or Amazon or eBay or however you want to sell your clothes. That's fine too, but it's really good to have a website, even if the website just has, you know, name, email address, a couple pictures of your lookbook, a phone number if you have a business line, things like that. You definitely want to have at least a page that has it, and then you can link to your other websites that you sell on. So those are the 7 steps of launching and creating your own collection. It was pretty condensed because there's a lot of crying in the middle and late nights and changing your mind and models not following through and other people that possibly you hired not following through or flaking. So all of those things are possible. But these are kind of the basic things you need to launch your collection. As you can see, I mean, it is a lot. It isn't something that you can really do overnight. It's definitely something you want to plan out depending on your schedule personally in your personal life, whether it be work, you know, personal time with friends, family, loved ones, things like that. You definitely don't want to try to do a collection in 24 hours and then be real disappointed. You definitely want to plan things out, give yourself, you know, a month or two to do a collection, and then give yourself additional time to, you know, get the collection shot, edited, lay out in a lookbook, line sheet, or on a website, things like that, so that you can actually present this in the most professional way possible. So those are my 7 tips that I have for launching your collection. I hope you found them helpful and it gave you a little bit more insight of what it takes to launch your collection. Know that these aren't, you know, set in stone rules. These are just things that I feel every designer should be doing. These are things that I do. I don't always do everything right or perfect, but these are pretty much the steps that I do to launch my collections. And I think each person that does launch their collection should be following somewhat these steps. You can kind of change them around or do what you want. That's all I have for this episode. Feel free to check out my other episodes of my podcast. Be sure to check out my clothing brand, lroyaltyclothing.com, lroyaltyclothing on Instagram, and all of those cool things. And also check out my YouTube if you really are more about seeing my face and my quirky outfits that I wear, because I do like being unique and cute, just like my brand. So be sure to check those out and like and subscribe and share this podcast with anyone that you know that's trying to start a clothing brand, don't really know where to start. Maybe they read some books, but they'd rather just like some really straight to the point candid advice. That's what I'm here for. And I will see you next time. Stay cute and stay unique. Bye.